1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH, New Center Time, 751. Third Thursday of each month, we check in with State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Tony. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, first of all, today has been declared Joe Kelly Day, and tonight's school board meeting, last business meeting for Joe, the chairman of the board. You'll be at the meeting tonight. Is that right?
I will. I'll be at the meeting to send off Joe, who is a friend and obviously a friend of many, a great volunteer in town, as a rugby coach, as a Board of Ed member and the Board of Ed chair. So I'll be glad to be there, and I'm sure one of many sending him off. He's not going anywhere, but he's obviously coming off the board. So we're going to thank him for his service in that regard.
All right, let's now transition to wind power in Connecticut. Avangrid decided to back out of a deal there. Your thoughts about that and what it means for wind power in Connecticut? I guess the state's going to do it in a regional way now. Digest all that.
Yeah, so this is a negative development, but I wouldn't say I'm very surprised about it. So just so listeners know the context, obviously, the demand on the electricity grid over the next 10, 20, 30 years is going to go up significantly as more cars get electrified and as more home heating gets electrified. And we're going to need supply to meet that new demand. Now, most of the new supply that Connecticut and the New England region is counting on is from offshore wind that the states have been contracting or forcing the utilities to contract with at rates that were already pretty high. Most of our electricity is generated at 4 cents or 5 cents per kilowatt hour, and the rates at which we were contracting this offshore wind were around 9-10 cents per kilowatt hour, so already much higher than the rest of the market. But even at those rates, the wind developers found that they can't make money. So they're actually canceling the contracts with very minimal cancellation fees. So Avangrid is one of the big offshore wind developers, and they canceled one of the two large projects that Connecticut had had contracted off in the Long Island Sound, which would substantially increase our electricity supply theoretically down the road. And they're going to rebid. And probably if the case of New York and other surrounding states are indicative, they're probably going to go from asking for, 8 cents, 9 cents, 10 cents to 14 cents or 15 cents. So this is a very bad situation. Our electricity rates in the state are already very high, higher than almost the entirety of the rest of the country. And if we are actually inking power deals, long-term power agreements at 14 cents, 15 cents, which is like three times the market rate, our rates are going to go up even higher. So I just don't think we can afford this. So again, we'll see what the administration ultimately does if these guys are rebidding at 14 cents or so. But I just don't think we can afford that. I just don't think that's a reasonable ask of middle-class families in Connecticut who are paying so much.
Now, Avangrid's paying $16 million in penalties. You say that's not too much or not dropping the bucket, sort of?
Oh, that's not nearly enough. That was one of the mistakes that our state clearly made, that we underpriced the risk. We underpriced the cancellation fee. These are multi-billion dollar investments, which, you can expect that they're trying to make at least 10% on. So their expected profits, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars on these projects. And if they have a unilateral right to cancel at just $16 on a multi-billion dollar deal, it creates this heads I win, tails you lose scenario where if costs go down and the profit goes up, they keep doing the deal. But if their anticipated profits go down because their costs go up, then they can just pull out for a less than a cent on the dollar of the entire worth of the deal. So that's one lesson, one mistake the state's already made that they hopefully should learn from. They have to price the cancellation fee higher on future deals.
Yeah, and let's transition now to electric vehicles and mandates there. What's happening with that? And I guess there's this legislative rule that helps minority Republicans, because this is a regulation, I guess, not legislation. Kind of parse through that if you could.
Yeah, good question. So the state, the administration in Connecticut is proposed a regulation or issued a regulation that would require all new vehicle purchases in 2035 and beyond will need to be electric. Obviously, a pretty heavy-handed regulation. It's basically a copy and paste from California, and they're using a 2004 law, the administration, as justification for that. There is, in the 1970s, the state created a bipartisan regulatory review committee in the legislature, which has the right to, it's bipartisan in its composition. It's half Republicans and half Democrats. And if a majority, not 50%, but over 50%, because there's an even number of people on the committee, if they reject it, they vote to reject it and say the regulation is not within the legal justification or the statutory justification, then the regulation can be scuttled. So that regulation is, you know, they're justifying it under a 2004 law. I tend to think the 2004 law allowed us to regulate vehicle emissions, not for gasoline-powered cars, not that it allowed us to ban the sale of gasoline-powered cars. So I think the legal justification is pretty thin. There's a Democrat on the committee. Again, it's like eight people on the committee who has expressed public skepticism of the proposed regulation. So, you know, we'll see ultimately what they decide. But this is, you know, it's interesting that this news is contemporaneous virtually with the offshore wind problems, because this will increase demand, you know, 10 years down the road, whereas we're having trouble adding new supply. So that makes me worry that either prices are going to go way up or that we're potentially going to have shortages. So these are kind of the things that keep me up at night, the stability and affordability of our electricity grid 10, 20 years down the road in Connecticut and New England generally.
All right. Ryan Fazio, state senator, ranking Republican member of the Energy Committee, joining me this morning. Senator, thanks very much for your time. We'll talk again next month. Take care.
Thanks for having me, Tony.
All right, that's State Senator Ryan Fazio. Next Thursday morning, it will be State Representative Hector Arzino.